We're talking about whales and the fact that whales, their songs can travel probably halfway around the planet underwater. They have those deep sounds, given the fact that water conducts sound five times better than air. Those deep sounds travel very, very long way, and you can pick them up with sonar miles away from their sources. And I find it's fascinating when I'm swimming with dolphins, if there's whales around, several miles away even, you can hear their singing. It's almost like a mooing of cows underwater. I sort of think it's like when you're in a forest, you hear birdsong in the background always. It's the same thing underwater when there's whales around. Deep in the distance, there's that gentle singing of the whales. Now, I have a friend who seems to have some sort of psychic connection with the whales. And she was sort of asking them, what are your songs about? What are you singing? What are you communicating? And the response she got back really struck a chord with me. They said, we're not communicating anything in terms of facts, information. We don't need to do that. We don't live in a world where we're gaining knowledge about the seabed or how to make things or do things. We don't live in the world you live in, where you need to communicate information and facts. Our songs are just songs. And the purpose of songs is to create harmony. And that struck me because so much human music, human songs, and the original indigenous songs, when you think about them, are bringing people together in community. We sing in community. We bring harmony. We sing lullabies to children to make them feel at ease, to feel at peace. And that, I think, is the original value of song. And then later we add the words to it, we add the meaning, we convey messages. But the basic song, the music, is there to convey harmony. That was its original value. Some of this may have been experimented with and changed since then. And I started thinking about this with other animals. And I started applying it to dogs, singing to dogs. I have a friend who's got, what's the dog now? It's a I can't think of the name. Anyway, she's got this small dog that's always yapping. And it's in the car a lot of the time. You go by the car and it's sort of yapping at the half-open window. And I went up to the car one day and I just started just singing a lullaby to the dog. And the dog just settled down and just stopped yapping and just sort of looked at me and ended up just sort of sitting on the seat quite happy. And she came along and said, what did you do? How did you keep that dog quiet? No one could stop that dog yapping. I just said, I was singing to it. And she looked at me with complete surprise. But I think singing is a universal language. I think that's how we can communicate with other creatures, is through music. And our voice is our natural instrument. We have other instruments we've created, but the human voice is our natural God-given instrument with which we can create music. And I have a friend who plays music to killer whales underwater. He's developed underwater speakers and he plays music through the speakers. And what he's found is that he can play part of a sequence of notes where the human mind will naturally complete it. Most people around the world will complete it with the same set of notes. And he does that with whales. Plays half a phrase, a musical phrase, and they will then tend to come back with the same completion, which again suggests to me is that music is a universal quality.